You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast with host Fifi Peters.
So we're heading over to New York right now, where the United Nations is currently hosting their headline calendar event. It's the annual assembly meetings, or UNGA, as they are popularly known. Currently underway, over 140 world leaders from government and business will be there engaging in pressing discussions in the next week and into next week on some of the issues that are facing the world economy. As I said, that business is there, and Business Unity of South Africa specifically is there. They have launched or announced the launch of an interesting forum. It is an annual trade and investment forum with the US companies to explore how to have the most actionable impact on growing US-SA commercial ties. We've got the CEO of Busa, Kaz Kuvaria, on the market update for more. Kaz, thanks so much for your time. How's New York? How's the atmosphere?
Atmosphere is good. New York, good weather. And we had a pretty good interaction yesterday.
Let's talk about that interaction, obviously, because that is why you are here on the show. Exactly what have you launched with the U.S. Business Chamber here, and what will it mean for South Africa?
Well, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and BUSA has had a memorandum of understanding for quite some time, and we've sort of said that one of the things we want to do is around key global events to pull together business roundtables to actually promote investment and trade between American companies and South Africa. And this was the first such roundtable. We want to have another one on the sidelines of the AGOA discussions toward the end of October, beginning of November in South Africa. And what we did is we jointly hosted a roundtable for the president. President was there, Minister Patel was there, Minister Pando was there, and some other people. And we had about 25 odd senior U.S. business people, companies being represented, amongst others, Amazon, Procter & Gamble, Merck, IBM, and others, quite a range of others. And we essentially introduced this, enabled the president, after some words from myself and Scott Eisner, the president of the American Chamber of Commerce. The president basically spoke to American business people, and they were very receptive. They raised with the president both the positives and negatives of working in South Africa, and they raised the negatives fairly constructively, but there were plenty positives. Mm-hmm. And we also, in our input, we were quite clear and candid about the problems we have in this country, because these are top business people who do their research and know about the problems and experience some of those problems. But they also, and we both talked about the opportunity that exists in this country if we do a few things right. So that's what we had yesterday, and we want to follow that up with annual events like those around global business events, multilateral events, where both business and government are present.
Sure. Did the issue of South Africa's non-alignment position on the Russia-Ukraine war come up at all? And how was that tackled?
No, it didn't. I mean, the president did raise that there were issues related to our position. They did raise that a number of leaders from Africa tried to broker peace. But American business people didn't raise this in any big way. I think it's, to a certain extent, after the judicial inquiry and so on, to a certain extent, I think the dust has settled. It certainly wasn't raised by American business people yesterday. I think that the American business people were more interested in what we're going to be doing about energy, about logistics, about crime and corruption. And these are the three issues that BUSA, through its Business for South Africa platform, is working with government to try and address. And the president was very clear that collaboration between business and government is critical to try and at least alleviate and stop the slide that the country is currently in and give us a space to actually turn this big ship around.
Mm-hmm. Related to the question around Russia, but more broadly speaking about this reset that we have seen globally, the strengthening of the global south, as it were. And I'm talking fresh from the meetings that we have had at the BRICS summit, the 15th BRICS summit South Africa hosted, and the extension or the inviting of new members, and what we're told that will mean for the weight of the global size in terms of its representation of the world population and GDP, but also giving it a stronger voice at key tables, international tables, to drive further reform. What was there a view about that, and perhaps even the drive that South Africa is championing in terms of BRICS and Africa, and what that could mean for Western companies?
Yeah, so again, this wasn't a big issue for the business people. The president did raise it. The president did talk about South Africa's view that we are moving towards, and it is healthy to have a multipolar world, that South Africa is very much part of building the global south, and South Africa believes that it is the correct thing to do, not to the exclusion of the global north, but a multipolar world that includes strong institutions in both the north and the south. The president also talked to the need for some of the global multilateral institutions like the UN Security Council, for instance, to be more equitable and to be more open. And he said that South Africa is in support of that. And all within the context of South Africa positioning itself as a country that needs investment and trade from different parts of the world, but wants to do so in a way that actually promotes equity in a broad range of areas and equity between the developed world and the developing world. And South Africa believes in that, is championing that to a certain extent. And there was no pushback from any of the business leaders on that. I mean, these are people who work in China, who work in India, who work in many countries in the world. And I think they understand those geopolitics. I think to them, the issue would have been, had that been the case, if we, as South Africa, sort of took the stance that we are now promoting a multipolar world and will only sort of concentrate on the global south to the detriment of our relationship with the global north, I think then that would have been a problem. But that's certainly not what the president said.
Sure. I mean, we have been looking at some of the comments that the president has been making, just making reference of the number of U.S. companies that do business in South Africa already, quoting some 600. So, Cass, I just want to know what targets yourselves as BUSA, as well as your U.S. counterparts, have given yourselves. You know, you're talking about hosting these roundtables, these forums on an annual basis, the next one coming up with a Goa next month. But what are some of the targets that you've given yourself that we can hold you accountable to?
Well, as I said, this was the first such meeting. At the follow-up to this meeting, we will obviously put together a report on this and engage with both the South African government and U.S. businesses already there, and U.S. businesses that were at this forum yesterday and are not yet active in South Africa, and in engagement with them, see how we can actually increase investment from those businesses already active. So, for instance, Amazon has put in a lot of money recently. Ford has put in a lot of money in Gauteng and others. And we will then, in the run-up to the AGOA thing, set ourselves some objectives, given that this was the first one. But given that this will be on the sidelines of AGOA, we also, and the president was also quite clear and emphasized that what we certainly from the two chambers' point of view, BUSA and the American chamber, we would certainly invite a significant number of businesses to participate in the sort of a roundtable to exhibit their wares and their businesses there. And the president was also quite clear that we would ask American businesses to support our ongoing inclusion in AGOA and for a period of at least 10 years. And that South Africa's inclusion in AGOA is good for not just for South Africa, but for Africa and for the U.S. And so we certainly want to discuss with U.S. businesses what role they will play when they are here to actually support our positioning in AGOA as a country, and then to actually also put on the table any expansion plans and new business activities that will come in the next couple of years in South Africa and announce those at that session.
Okay. Kaz, thanks so much for giving us that detail. We are better informed. Kaz Kuvadia, he's the CEO at Business Unity South Africa.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.